You're listening to the audio production of Scary Close by Donald Miller, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Webb Wilder.
Foreword by Bob Goff. We're all amateurs when it comes to love and relationships. I've never seen anyone go professional or wear a relationship jacket with stickers all over it from corporate sponsors like a NASCAR driver. They'll never make an Olympic event out of relationships either. Although I can't lie, I'd like to see it in the Winter Games. We've let magazines on the end caps of our grocery stores, movies at our theaters, and old boyfriends and girlfriends who have failed us do most of the talking. Not surprisingly, we've ended up with a distorted idea not only of who we are, but also of what it means to love well. Don Miller is one of my closest friends. I know that he loves me because he's told me. But even if he hadn't said a word, I'd know Don loved me because I have experienced how Don has treated me during times of tremendous joy, paralyzing sadness, and lingering uncertainty. In a word, he's been with me. A number of years ago, Don and I went to Gulu, Uganda together. Uganda's civil war with the Lord's Resistance Army was still raging at the time, and over a million people who had been displaced from their homes were living in displacement camps with no social services and very little security. When we arrived in northern Uganda, we didn't stay in a hotel. We stayed in a camp with 38,000 displaced people. It was certainly more than a little unsettling. Abductions were still happening in the region by the LRA fighters. Most of these kidnappings were taking place in the displacement camps. It was late in the evening before Don and I left the warm fire in conversation with leaders from the camp. In the dark, we made our way to the hut we were staying in. There wouldn't be any way to protect ourselves against any intruder who meant us harm. After ducking into a small...